You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Shannon Young. Students in the Boulder Valley and St. Vrain Valley school districts have resumed classes this week, and those at Denver Public Schools will do so on Monday. While starting a new school year can be an exciting change from the summer break, it can also be a time of stress and anxiety for students and parents alike. Joining me now to speak about how to make the transition as smooth as possible is Stacy Cornet, Executive Director of the Parent Engagement Network of Colorado. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
For starters, what type of work does the Parent Engagement Network do and what programs does it offer?
Well, the mission of the Parent Engagement Network is pretty simple: to support parents in raising healthy, happy humans. So that may not sound like a whole bunch, but it is a whole bunch, all in one small mission statement. But Shannon, I would like to say that when you noted starting school again, perhaps one of the greatest things that the Parent Engagement Network does is work with parents, which is unusual in our area. We've got lots of youth programs and educators. We don't have much for parents. A lot of the stress of going back to school, a lot of the anxiety of going back to school is from parents. And we know that when parents are stressed and they don't know what to expect and they don't know what's ahead, often their stress is transferred to their students. So that's one of the things that we like to do, particularly at this time of year, is make sure that people are aware of the Parent Engagement Network, first of all, and that there is programming and resources and classes and coming up throughout the year. I invite everybody to please visit our website. We've got a calendar of events. The website is parentengagementnetwork.org. And you'll see some of the things we have coming up. But the big thing is, parents, you're not alone. It's hard to be a parent. It's really hard to be a parent. And so the Parent Engagement Network is here to support you.
What are you seeing as some of the biggest needs that parents have in starting out this school year?
Well, we work with all parents. So of course it's across the spectrum. We see things of people not being, just the general back to school. What are the protocols? What are the procedures? What are the transitions that can cause a lot of stress and anxiety? And we have ways for people to work through that. Of course, there are things that come up throughout the year, such as drugs and alcohol, bullying, those kind of problems that we know are out there. And we have ways to help parents work through that as well. We work with neurodiverse individuals. So that can be a whole another range of things that parents may be dealing with. So that's why we really emphasize we meet parents where they are, because every parent, whatever it is that they're experiencing, it's very real to them and their family. I would like to quickly say also that one of the big things that Parent Engagement Network is really looking at this year is we've all heard about fentanyl. Fentanyl is a big, big, big problem. And so we are working with some partners and coalitions to try and get some more information out and do something along those lines as well so that we don't have tragedies this year.
In 2021, Colorado Children's Hospital declared a state of emergency for pediatric mental health. Has the situation improved, or is it still incredibly difficult for families to get adequate mental health support?
It's still incredibly difficult. I wish that I could say that it was different. There's a variety of factors that go into this, but it's very difficult for people to get mental health right now. And part of this is the COVID situation, burnout among mental health individuals, just the lack of people available now, not being able to, in all cases, meet in person, and our students, and of course, educators, and all of us really have had a rough time. That is definitely on our plate of work of how we can help support people through this time. But I'm sorry, Shannon, it's not a great situation right now.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular you are looking forward to this school year?
I would say we're looking very forward to working with both the school districts and our partners. We've recently expanded into Broomfield. We have work going on in Grand Lake. We're very interested in that. We are very intent on putting together an awesome schedule of in-person and Zoom events that will help the parents in the area. And I hope you don't mind, but one of the things that we're really looking forward to, and on August 27th, it's Penn's 20th birthday party. So we are very much looking forward to that. It is, anybody can come. We encourage you to take a look at our website again and sign up if you'd like to come learn more about Penn. We'll be celebrating the first 20 years of Penn. Penn is 20 years old. And we will be talking about the next 20 years of Penn as well. So we encourage people to come see us and have a good old classic birthday party with us. It should be a lot of fun.
I've been speaking with Stacey Cornate, Executive Director of the Parent Engagement Network. Thank you so much for spending your time with us.